Awesome. Well, we're now joined by Ryan Sieg, our third place finisher in the number 39 RSS Racing Chevrolet. Ryan, can you just talk about, another really great finish and what it's like, heading into Texas with
Yeah,
that?
for sure. Definitely to start the round of eight and top three is an awesome start for our team, and can't be prouder of Cowboy and the pit calls that he did make. I was a little worried, but they worked out, and we just needed a few more laps to try to get the 98. But still, just an awesome run for our family-run team.
Awesome. We're going to take some questions here from the media. Let's kick things off with Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Mark Garrow, PRN. Ryan, the way this team has run on the intermediate speedways this year, I mean, can you be, the fly in the ointment for the favorites? I mean, can you make something happen at Texas as you made something here at Kansas to somehow be the Cinderella story, if you will, to make the championship four?
Yeah, for sure. We're going to do all we can do. I am for sure. I got to. But, we're up against a very big, established teams that have a big budget. So it's definitely going to be hard, but we've made progress on our cars. And this is one of our cars that we ran at Vegas earlier in the year in California and a few other places, but we've made it better and we're going in the right direction, just trying to figure it out as we go. So we're going to do a little bit more working on it and trying to get it even better for next week, because we're going to run the same car.
How big a task is it for a team on your budget? How big of an upset would it be if you guys were to make the championship four?
Yeah, we're already beating two Gibbs cars, so it's, I know that they're probably upset for us making it, and it would definitely upset some people. The way we ran it at Vegas, too, definitely upset a few people, but that's all right. I know I have the talent to do it. Just need some, a car that I can drive, and hopefully that'll work out soon. And we'll see what we can do next year, and even next week. We're going to do all we can do and gamble. That was the biggest thing, because we were 12th to 13th, so we had to do something different and gamble, because we can't just follow the leaders, and that's just where we're going to finish. So Cowboy did a little gamble, and it worked out.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Ryan, seven top fives this year, four in the last eight races. pretty good. How close do you feel like the team is to getting its first victory?
Yeah, we're right all on top of it. Just we got to keep working away, and just every little thing we need to get just a little bit better. It's not off by much. Just got to keep chipping away at that, and I feel like it's close. So we're coming back to some tracks that we've run well at, just had some mechanical issues, and Martinsville is always fun, so I'm excited to get to the next two, and we're ecstatic about a top three in the round of eight, because everybody's bringing their A game. So we're trying to do all we can do.
Cool, thanks, Ryan.
All right, we'll take our next one from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you, Marissa. Ryan, congratulations on the great run tonight.
Thank you.
We saw on that last restart with four to go, you restarted, 10th or somewhere around that area, and you just came rallying up through the field. Do you think if you had maybe just, around five more laps, you could have at least caught up to Briscoe and given him a little challenge for the win?
Yeah, for sure. We just needed a few more laps there at the end to try to challenge him, but he was kind of in a league of his own. So, we just need a few more laps to maybe contend with him and try to get the win. So, but it is what it is now, and we'll move on to Texas.
And you mentioned with your crew chief, you and Cowboy really seem to be clicking together. I mean, what can you say about the progress that you have made this season as a driver, as well as the team itself, with the most top fives that you've ever had in your career this year?
Yeah, Cowboy and I go to the shop most 3 days a week with them, and we talk a lot and go over our notes, and we communicate well. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And I kind of know everything that goes into the cars, and from air pressures to just everything. So I think that's a lot to do with it. And we communicate well, and I know what I need, and he You know what I mean? We're pretty, usually on the same page, so that means a lot. And we're just trying to do a lot with a little.
Thanks, Ryan. Congrats, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ryan, you say you're doing a lot with a little. I was just curious, do you have anything more for these playoff races? I mean, have you gotten any new parts or pieces or any sort of upgrade on your engine package?
No, we've just tried to fine tune everything on our cars and just try to get all we can get. And we just need a little bit more to be right there with them and contend. It'll be our same old car that we always run. This one has, I think, gotten most of our top fives all year, except like speedways. But so this car is the best one we have, and that's the one we're continuing to bring and just trying to fine tune that one.
Will you be able to turn it around for Texas?
Yep, we're gonna have to. That's the best one we got, so we're gonna have to make that one turn around, and it's gonna head to Texas for sure.
Thank you.
All right, our next question will come from Rob with NASCAR Pole Position. Go ahead, Rob.
Ryan, congratulations on that third place finish. I have to say, throughout your career, you've kind of been an overachiever, given the fact that you and your team have always overcome these big budget teams. So would you say, first of all, that you embrace being kind of the underdog of the NASCAR Xfinity Series?
Yeah, you know what I mean? We definitely are an underdog for sure. Our budget's probably a lot smaller than, you know what I mean, a lot of the teams and that we're running against. So definitely we've embrace that. We know, you know what I mean, it's going to be tough for us to coming in to this round. We knew it was going to be tough to try to advance and just try to keep up with them, because, you know what I mean, they have so many races. They have cup cars and just so many people that all they do is fine tune their cars all week. And all of my guys here at the shop that work there are here at the track. So we've just doing all we can do with what we got.
And to follow up on that, you know, the NASCAR Xfinity Series is known as a series where names are made. So, I mean, is it safe to say that you enjoy the fact that you're making a name for yourself with these incredible runs, being in the playoffs, and possibly being a factor for the championship four?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? We're trying to make a name. You know what I mean? We are doing it. We have a career year. I have a career year right now going. So hopefully we can continue to finish off great, and hopefully we'll find ourselves in the final four.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next one from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. I'm just curious, Ryan, even though you talk about embracing the underdog role, are you surprised at what you guys have done, knowing with what you can do, what your capabilities are, and your team's capabilities? I mean, a lot of people are surprised, but really, are you?
Not really. I know that we've definitely made our cars better, for sure. And I know I have a talent, just, I hate to say that our stuff's not, you know what I mean, great, but you know what I mean? We are competing against these teams that have newer cars and you know what I mean? They just get everything they can. And, we're just, doing everything on our own, no affiliation with any team, with just rent ECR motors. So it's all Cowboy and I and the guys at the shop that we have. So it's definitely tough, but hopefully we can continue on to the next round, and hopefully something maybe will shake out next year and we'll get a little bit better car, and hopefully this will change it, because I know I have the talent, just don't have the cars to be in the contention for the wins every week like the other 12 or 13 guys that we are competing against. But we're definitely overachieving, and we've made our stuff better. And you know what I mean? I know everything that goes into the cars, so I can feel what we need, and just we've just fine tuned everything and trying to get all we can get. And on setup wise, from just setup to pieces that move around, and trying to get maximize everything. So I feel like we've stepped in the right direction. We had gains last year, and we got some older cars that we've redone, and they've been better this year. So I think I kind of expected to run pretty good this year.
Also, obviously with the performances, it'll gain attention, and whether it's now, next year, or it may potentially in the future, there could be the opportunity for bigger and better things. If that opportunity ever came up, how challenging would it be to leave a family-owned team? And is that even with all these good things that are happening now, is that something in the back of your mind that is, I don't know if I'm going to say worrisome, I guess it'd be in one sense a nice problem to have, but is that something that is kind of a little bit on your mind if the success continues that you may have to face that decision?
Yeah, no, that is a tough decision to move away from family and go on, but I think that's the only way I would get better and try to continue to up my career and get better. So, you know what I mean? That's always in the cards if the right circumstances work out. But that's it's always money. So, you know what I mean? Sponsorship, if they want to pay, you know what I mean? Get some more spot. If they want to pay a little more and we can get something going, but you know what I mean? We've talked to some other teams and here and there, and we're just trying to get everything figured out. So we'll see next year. And that would be awesome to run in an elite car, as I would say, compared to what we run. Cause RCR kind of helped us at Vegas, and you know what I mean? That thing was a pretty good car to drive. It was kind of like a dream driving like a Cadillac. We went up to almost the lead in just that one race. So it's definitely would be easier on me because I feel like I'm having to drive twice as hard as the ones around me just to stay with them. And but it, you know, I mean, it's not easy at all. I'm not saying anything bad about anyone, but it's definitely tough for me. It seems like I try hard, and definitely I know everyone else is, but it's is what it is, and we'll see what happens next year.
Thank you.
All right, Ryan. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on a great finish. Thank you.